熊猫宝宝们，你们好。Hello, Panda Cubs. This is Linda. 这是 Linda. 欢迎你回到 Panda Cub Stories. Welcome back to 熊猫宝宝故事。Today, 今天 we begin episode 3. 我们开始讲第三集 The Waterfall. 瀑布。Before we begin, 在我们开始以前Be sure to review this episode's vocabulary. 请复习这一集的关键词。去吧 go on. I'll see you back here in a bit. 我在这里等你们。Welcome back. 好,我们开始讲故事吧。Alright, let's begin our story. 上次我们说到When we left our story last, the stone monkey 刚吃完一个又大又红的桃子。The stone monkey, 的石猴, had just eaten a big red peach. 啊, how refreshing. 啊, 真爽口, how delicious, 真好吃。Just as Shi Ho was licking peach juice from sticky fingers, 当 stone monkey 正舔着手指上的桃汁, he heard a strange sound. 他听见了一个奇怪的声音。Hmm, how curious. 咦,真好奇。Shi Ho climbed down from the tree.Stone monkey 从树上爬了下来 and began to follow the sound down the mountain. 开始跟随着那声音往山下走 and into the forest below. 走入下面的森林。As Shi Ho walked on, Stone monkey 走着走着The louder and clearer the sound became. That 声音越来越清晰了。终于 finally, Stone Monkey 推开了树枝和树叶。石猴 pushed back a thicket of branches and leaves.他看到的便是这个 And this is what he saw. 猴子好多好多猴子呀 Lots and lots of monkeys. 有大猴子 There were big monkeys. 也有小猴子 And small monkeys.有个子高的猴子 tall monkeys, 还有个子矮的猴子 and short monkeys. They frolicked and played in the mountain stream. 他们在山沟中欢乐玩耍着笑得嘻嘻哈哈 laughing merrily. 没过多久 before long, 青猴看见了站在河边的 stone monkey.The monkeys saw Shi Ho standing by the river banks. 他们向 Stone Monkey 招了招手。They waved at Shi Ho. Stone Monkey 也向他们招了招手。Shi Ho waved at them too. 过来,过来呀。Come over, come over. 一起玩吧。Let's play together. Stone Monkey smiled a big smile.石猴露出了一个大大的微笑 and jumped into the water, 跳入了水中 to play with his newfound friends, 跟他新交的朋友一起玩耍。From then on, 石猴 called Flower Fruit Mountain his home. 从那时开始Stone Monkey 把花果山当成了自己的家。During cool evenings, 凉爽的夜晚里, The monkeys slumbered under the stars. 猴子们在星星下熟睡。早上醒来后 In the morning, after waking, Stone monkey 跟群猴们一起采鲜花，爬山峰。狮猴 and the other monkeys gathered wild flowers and climbed mountain peaks. When they were hungry, 他们饿了的时候They picked and ate apples, peaches, and pears. 就摘苹果、桃子和梨子来吃。他们口渴的时候 ,when they were thirsty, 就喝口又凉又甜的泉水。They drank cool, sweet water from the mountain stream. 有一天 ,one day, 天气炎热 ,it was boiling hot. 群猴们便决定去山沟中玩水。So the monkeys decided to go play in the river. 猴子们玩着玩着 ,as the monkeys played, 有一只小猴子突然问道。A small monkey suddenly asked,
咦,这水是从哪儿来的呢?
Hey,Where does this water come from?
Nobody knew. 没人知道。有一只白发老猴子 an old white-haired monkey, 眯着眼睛往河的上游望去 squinted and looked upstream.
We don't know where this water comes from. 这股水不知是哪里的水。And since we've nothing to do today, 我们今日闲着没事。So let's follow the stream up the mountain and see what's at the end. 我们就顺着河边往上走，看看尽头到底有什么。
猴子们开始沿着小山沟往上走去。So the monkeys began following the stream up the mountain.他们又是跳又是跑 They hopped and they ran 叽叽喳喳真兴奋 Chittering with excitement 终于 They reached the river's source 他们走到了河的来源 Panda cubs, 熊猫宝宝们 Can you guess what the monkeys saw?你可以猜猜猴子们看到的是什么吗？The stream flowed from a crystalline pool. 那山泉从一个水晶池中流出。Clear, blue, and ever so deep. 又清又蓝，深得无底。And on the other side of that pool, 而在池子的另一边 a mountain peak reached straight into the clouds, 一个山峰直穿云朵。从那山顶 and from that mountain peak, 一股泉水像巨大的水帘一样哗啦啦地往下落终于坠入到池的清水中。So from the mountain peak, there rushed a mighty surge of water, which fell in great sheets and curtains, tumbling into the clear pool below. Tens of thousands of water droplets, 千千万万个小水珠, splashed and glittered like diamonds under the sun, 像钻石一样反射出太阳的光芒。The monkeys gazed at the water in wonder. 猴子们惊疑地望着那水。Stone monkey 和群猴们一起张望。狮猴 looked on with the rest of the monkeys. 同时 at the same time, 他竖着耳朵用力地在听。He perked up his ears, listening hard. For from the waterfall,There seemed to come a faint but beautiful melody. 因为从瀑布的方向，好像传来了一阵微妙而优美的音乐。What could it be? 是什么呢？熊猫宝宝们 ，Say Panda Cubs， 今天的故事就讲到这里啦。We end our story here for today. 接下来的故事我们下次再说。We will continue this story next time. 下一集见 ，See you next episode. This episode was written and produced by me, Linda Yi, with editing help from my wonderful family and friends. 这一集是我伊琳达创造的，我的家人和朋友在编辑上给了我非常大的支持。If you like the show, you can help it by subscribing and rating us on iTunes, and by recommending us to your friends, young or old. This will help out enormously.And lastly, to give some audio credit. The audio and music that you hear in these episodes mostly come from GarageBand and iMovie, their stock audio. But this ending music is by composer Chris Zabriskie. Hope I'm saying that right. I found this track called Cylinders on Bandcamp, and I find it beautiful. So there you go. See everybody next week. Bye.